You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
As you may know, in Shmoneh Esrei, the main place to have kavana, the main place where having kavana is actually ma'akev, is in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Really, the Rambam says, according to the din of the Gemara, if someone davens a Shmoneh Esrei and does not have a kavana in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, then he's not Yotze. He has to repeat his Shmoneh Esrei. And we don't do that because the Torah says that nowadays, if you're going to repeat Shmoneh Esrei every time you don't have kavana in the first bracha, you'll end up repeating it numerous times. And therefore, we give it one shot. And if it works, it works. And if not, that's that. So this is an idea which says in the Rambam in the Torah. The Stipler, the Kivas Yaakov and Brachis, Issachasha, which is really addressed in the Bir Halacha as well. The Stipler says, if it's so, that if you don't have Kavan in the first bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, you're not Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. You have to repeat it. So it's true we don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But he asks, if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, let's say you're middle of davening, you're halfway through, and you wake up, and you realize you didn't have kavanah in the first bracha, you should just sit down. If the Shmoneh Esrei is not a Shmoneh Esrei without kavanah in the first bracha, the Stipler asks, so then why do you finish the Shmoneh Esrei? We all know that it happens to us occasionally, we don't have kavanah in the first bracha, or maybe more than occasionally, and we finish the Shmoneh Esrei. Why do we finish the Shmoneh Esrei if it's not a Shmoneh Esrei? That's the difficulty. The Stipler struggles with it. He says, well, some hold that Kavanah in Moedim compensates. If you missed Kavanah in the first bracha, Kavanah in the bracha of Moedim compensates, which is fine, but then what happens if you're in the middle of Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav? Why don't you sit down? So this is one question that I'd like to try to answer. There's another lesser known shaila, and hopefully it comes up less often. The question of not having kavana, unfortunately, comes up quite often. There's another question. You have a person in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he doesn't know which bracha he's up to. Is that correct in English? He's up to?
Yeah.
He's saying it. Okay. He's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say he has a siddur in front of him, and on the page in front of him there are, let us say, four or five brachas. So he knows that he said the first one, let's say, Baruch Aleinu. He knows he said it. And he just daydreamed. He doesn't know if he said Tekabi Shofar, Hashiva Shofteinu, Lamalshinim. Let's say he's got four brachas in front of him. He doesn't know where he's up to on that page. So the question is, what does a person do in such a case? What do you do in such a situation? Now, maybe I should be ashamed to admit it, but this shaila actually came up for me personally a number of years ago. In 95, I had surgery on my leg, and I woke up the next day in the hospital. I knew I wasn't going anywhere, and I decided that I would wake up kivasikin. I'm not going to daven with minyan. I may as well wake up and daven b'yichidus kivasikin in the hospital bed. And I did that. I don't know if it was a wise thing to do, because in the States and in New York, vasikin is about 4:30 in the summer when this took place. So I got up, I put on my tefillin, and I was davening flat on my back. And I'm ashamed to say, but somewhere in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I dozed off, or I spaced out, one or the other, I don't know for how long. And then I wasn't sure where I was up to on the page. So what do you do? Only one thing to do. I picked up the phone, and I called my Rebbe, Rav Palm, who I knew had an early morning Seder. He said it was the only Seder he had that no one disturbed him. So I disturbed him. I said, "Hi, Rebbe, I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei." So he said, "Well, how's that?" And I explained to him. So he said to me, "If you do like the Chayei Adam, you're safe. If you do like the Chayei Adam, you're safe. What does the Chayei Adam say? The Chayei Adam says, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you don't know where you're up to, let's say from Baruch Aleinu till Malshinim in this example, what's the Muskel Rishon? What's the first impulse? What would you do? What do you think? Give some thought. But you can't make it tonight and half a Shemoneh Esrei. And you're not going to start again. You at least want to do something that might be right.
Go back to at least what you know.
So go to at least what you know. Now you can say that two ways. Go to at least what you know you didn't say. Or go to at least what you know you did say. That's the question. Actually, Yerushalmi's Lashon is that way. It's you should go to the place, B'mokim Shemuftach, the place is sure. Chayei Adam says, well, you don't want to say a bracha levatala. So say only what you're sure you did not yet say. Follow? Mm-hmm. Only say what you're sure you didn't say. My example, so you know you didn't say v'al malshinim, say v'al malshinim. And what you don't know, you don't know. Okay, sounds safe. That's what the Chayei Adam says. To say the shorter version. Now follow the stipler's kasha. Okay? Requires a little concentration. Again, a person is not sure what he's up to. Go to what you're sure. So Chayei Adam says, go to what you're sure you didn't say. You don't want to make a bracha levatala. If you're going to say again, Tekabi Shofar, Hashiv Shofteinu, it might be a bracha levatala. The stipler asks, there's a halach in Shemoneh Esrei that all the brachos are ma'akvin ze'ezeh. All the 18 or 19 brachos are ma'akiv. Let's say someone davened Shemoneh Esrei and missed one bracha. He's got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Even if he said a bracha out of order, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So the halach is, if you miss a bracha, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So the stipler says, let's do a calculation on this Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam, here I am, I'm not sure if I said Tekabi Shofar Gadol and Hashiv Shofteinu. So the Chayei Adam says, don't take a chance on two brachas levatala. If you can repeat those two, perhaps it's a bracha levatala. Says the stipler, just the opposite. If you repeat those two, you're risking two brachas levatala. But if you're going to start from Vala Malshinim and skip those two, you're risking 17 brachas levatala. Because if in fact you didn't say one or the other of those, then the whole Shemoneh Esrei you're not yotzei. So the stipler asks, it sounds like a gvaldik akasha. He says, why do you say, why are you telling me to say only brachas I'm sure I didn't say? Because I don't want to risk repeating two brachas and saying a bracha levatala. Just the opposite. Make sure that you're not doing the whole Shemoneh Esrei levatala by saying what you know. And the stipler makes sure to add that the Yerushalmi could mean that too. Yerushalmi says, Yahzeh l'makom shemuftach. The language to go back to where you're sure fits both ways. It's a great kasha, very strong kasha. And Rav Pam told me, if you do like the Chayei Adam, you're safe, despite the stipler's kasha. So I did naturally like the Chayei Adam. But then I resolved, I've got to figure out a teretz to this kasha. It's a good kasha. And, you know, I rely on the Chayei Adam. So someday, the truth is, I come upstairs, I tell them, look, I rely on the Chayei Adam. You have a kasha? Ask him. Nevertheless, I really wanted to resolve the issue. And I'd like to share with you, not just an answer to a stipler's kasha, but I think something that's yesidistic in the Shemoneh Esrei we all daven every day, an important basic concept for Shemoneh Esrei. Why do we daven? Actually, there are two independent reasons for Shemoneh Esrei. One reason we daven is we ask for things. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for things we want. We call that Bakoshas Tzorachim. We ask, we have rules. The Gemara says, don't ask unless you praise Hashem first. So we start with the praise of Hashem and we end with Haidah. But we ask for all kinds of things. Rafa'inu, Baruch Aleinu, we ask for all. Typically, when people talk about asking for stuff, you talk about Refuah, Parnasa. It's funny, nobody seems to put a lot of concentration into the bracha requesting brains. You know, atachayne lodam das, requesting wisdom. It seems to me a lot of people would do well to have kavana there as well, in atachayne lodam das. But somehow the parnasa, refuah, no one seems to feel he's missing in the das dayabin of a Haskell department. But that's also quite important. And it might work. You know, I'm trying it. You know, ask for das, ask for bina. Ask for slicha, bakashas tzrachim. That's one reason we daven. There's another reason we daven. La'avdai b'chol levavchem, eiz avayda shehi b'lev, su tefila. We see Shmona Esrei as avayda, especially when there's no Beis HaMikdash. We see the three Shmona Esrei today as a in place of the avayda that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. There are two independent reasons to daven. One is you're asking for things, it's for you. And the other thing is avodah, it's a service of Hashem. Right? Why do we daven three times a day? We find two reasons in the Gemara. Why three? It says, neged tamidim tiknum. We daven three times a day. There was a tamid shel shachris, that's shachris. Tamid shel ben arbayim, that's mincha. And the burning of the Evarim at night, which is Arvis. That's one reason. There's another reason we daven three times a day. It says, Shalosh Avos Tiknum, Shalosh Avos Tiknum, Avos Tiknum. Avram was Misakin Shachris, and Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha, and Yaakov, and when he slept, had the dream of the ladder, was Misakin Arvis. So you have two reasons to daven. Those two reasons match the two reasons we daven. Bakashas Tzrachim, Avaida. Neged Tamidim Tiknum, that's Avaida. Avos Tiknum, that's Bakashas Tzrachim, that's asking for things. The Avos, the Davin they requested, we know Yaakov Shmona Esrei we have, we know what he davened for. Yitzchak, you know, Chazal say, Mincha is the best Shmona Esrei to be answered. So Shken Eliyahu Nena B'Tfilas Mincha. And Yitzchak, look, Yitzchak was a 40-year-old bachelor. What do you think he was davening for? And as he comes back, he meets Rivka. He goes out to daven. He comes back. Bang! He meets his kala. So, in Mincha, Chazal say the Torah brings that Mincha is the best Shmona Esrei to be answered. But it's Bakashas Tzrachim. So you see, we have two reasons we daven, and it matches the two ideas. It's a similar thing that the pasuk for davening. The Rambam means the pasuk I mentioned. La'avdai b'chol levavchem, eiz avodah shebelev, zu tefillah. The Ramban, in his notes to the Sefer HaMitzvos, disagrees. He says, la'avdai b'chol levavchem is not a mitzvah, it's not a command. And he says, the pasuk for davening is the pasuk in Ba'al Lo'ischa. He says, la'malcham alayavecha, farisa am rav mimcha, if you go out to battle, and you see a frightening battle, blow the trumpets. The Rambam brings a chazal that blowing the trumpets is davening. So we have two psukim for davening. Like he says, so again, it matches the two reasons we daven. The avoida aspect, and the bakashas tzrachim aspect, we ask for things. When you go to battle and you blow the trumpets, you're davening for success in battle. Now, there are two reasons to daven. We daven for both reasons. Avoida is the recognition that if you ask Hashem for everything, it means everything depends on the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the avoida, the recognition that we depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. And then there's the Bakashas Tzrachim, actually asking for things. Now this understanding of why we daven, first of all, it explains, for example, why do you have to say all the middle brachas? Why is it makib? It's not even minanimus, it's not even nice. If you had an appointment with the president, or in this country, with the queen, and you could ask for anything you want, would you make a long laundry list? You would choose carefully the one or two. Does the queen have any power to do anything in this country? I don't even know. But if she did, you would choose one thing, two things. You wouldn't make everything, like Ashwana says, got everything. Why should all the brachas be makfin zu azu? Why should all the middle brachas be makiv? The Sama Rebbe in his Divrei Yoel and Melech Lecha writes that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they did not daven all the middle brachas. You chose what you want to ask for. You see, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, the Avodah was in the Beis HaMikdash. Then Shmona Esrei was just asking for things, Bakasha Tzrachim. You don't have to ask for everything, Bakasha Tzrachim. You ask for whatever you choose to ask for. It's not even polite to ask for everything. So that the reason that today all the brachas, mak v'zu v'zu, that's a din in Avodah, in recognizing it comes from the Rabbeinu Shalal, we have to say everything. In the din of asking for stuff, you wouldn't have to say, you wouldn't have to ask for everything. Now, the din that you have to have kavana in Shmona Esrei, or it's not a Shmona Esrei, where do we find that kavana is ma'akev in a daraisa? There are other things we say, Berchas HaMazayin, Berchas HaTorah, according to some, Vidui Maisris, Bikurim. It doesn't say anywhere in these Dibur mitzvahs that kavana is ma'akev. The mitzvah is to say it. Of course, you should have kavana. Kavana is not ma'akev. Where is kavana ma'akev? By korbanos. A carbon that's brought without a kavana lishma is possible. A carbon that's brought without kavana is possible. You know what? Tosfos says in the beginning of Zvachim that if you have kavana lishma at the beginning, when you start the avoda, the kohen's going to do numerous avodas. If he has kavana lishma in the beginning, everything rides on the beginning. Even if afterwards he's daydreaming, it's all lishma. That's why in Shmona Esrei we have the same rule. The kavana is an avoda din. Avoda means the recognition that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch. Why do you have kavana? It's a din in the avoda aspect of davening. And that's why kavana in the beginning helps for the whole Shmona Esrei. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, kavana in the beginning helps for the whole avoda. So to sum up what I'm trying to establish is there are two reasons we daven, bakasha tzrachim in avoda. The fact that we have to say everything, that we have to mention all of them, is an avoda dikadin. And a bakasha tzrachim dikadin. The fact that we must have kavana, it's ma'akev, is an avoda dikadin. It's not bakasha tzrachim. That would be like birchas hamazon. It's good to have kavana, it's not ma'akev. Once we've established this, well, first of all, it answers the two kashas of the stipler. The first kasha of the stipler was, if kavana is ma'akev, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei, then if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, how are you allowed to finish? The answer is, if I don't have kavana in Shmona Esrei, that doesn't make my Shmona Esrei levatala. Otherwise, how can I daven in the first place? It's a Shmona Esrei of Bakasha Tzrachim. The Bakasha Tzrachim din doesn't require kavan, it's not ma'akev. In the Avodah din, their kavan is ma'akev. So the Rambam says, repeat Shmona Esrei, you didn't do the Avodah. Today, we don't say a second Shmona Esrei. But it doesn't make the first Shmona Esrei levatola. Even if I wake up in the middle of Shmona Esrei, wake up in the middle, you don't have to stop. The Bakasha Tzrachim Shmona Esrei you still have. It's not Levatola. The same thing getting back to me in the hospital bed. When I went back to my Shmona Esrei, I may have missed two. If I missed two, I was not Yaitzame Avoida Shmona Esrei. Avoida requires every single bracha. I would have to repeat Shmona. If I knew I missed the bracha, I would have to repeat it. But the Chayyadim is right. I can finish Shmona Esrei. I don't want to risk two brachas levatola. I'm not going to repeat what I may have said. The stipler asked, but then all 17 are brachas levatola if I missed something. No! If I missed something, it's not bracha levatola. It's like a Shmona Esrei in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a bakasha tzrachim Shmona Esrei. You don't have to ask for everything. I'm not a bracha levatola. I'm missing the avoda aspect of davening. But the Bakasha Tzrachim Shmona Esrei, I still have. So this is a pilpul to explain the dual aspect of Shmona Esrei, It should be in the Chama, if you've ever davened the Shemoneh Esrei and not had Kavanah in the first bracha. It may have happened. But it should be a bit of a Nechama to you. It's not a bracha of Atala, which I guess has to be, or else we wouldn't be davening Shemoneh Esrei. And in times when we know it's a tumult and we don't have Kavanah. But more importantly, it adds for us another dimension to our davening. Because when we daven and we feel we're asking for things, I think, so you have Kavanah, you don't have Kavanah, it's not as urgent. But to add a face to Shemoneh Esrei as Avodah, as a recognition that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that recognition, I find, adds meaning to the Shemoneh Esrei. It adds a meaning. Ki kel melech reifei neman v'rachmanot. That's a recognition. A recognition that it comes from Hashem. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I used to go Shabbos to Rabbi Yashu, Zechman Levrach, his Gemara Shir. They daven mincha and he gave a shir. So when they daven mincha, they were mechabed me to sit up front next to Rabbi Yashiv. So I daven mincha there. Rabbi Yashiv, anybody who was there knows, he davened a very quick Shemoneh Esrei. In his later years, he became a bit hard of hearing. And whatever halachic cheshbin, he davened quite loud. There's a day you have to daven loud enough to hear it yourself. So anyway, I was standing next to him, and suddenly he's davening Shemoneh Esrei quite loud. It was very, I was really listening to him more than davening myself. It was a bit disruptive. When I went back the next week, I decided I'll just daven with him, Mila b'Mila. And that way it won't disrupt my kavana. The second week, Rabbi Israel Orbach, Rabbi Yasha's son-in-law, was there. They actually gave him the seat closer to him. Instead of me, I was not offended. Son-in-law, you're not going to start up. I realized he was doing the same thing. We all did Baruch Ata together. We all did Maidim together. You know, we were all davening with Rabbi Yashiv. I realized that. Rabbi Yashiv daven like he's talking to someone. I'm talking to you. It just, the words come pretty quickly. You daven exactly like you're talking. He is. He's talking to Rabbi Nishalem. That's the way he daven. I happened to notice that when he got to Hamazir Shchinasei Letziyah, those three words, he said slowly. Hamazir Shchinasei Letziyah. It's a big bakasha. So that year, that Rosh Hashanah, that was my Kabbalah. Three more words in Shemoneh Esrei to have Kavanah B'li Neder. So those three words I got added. But that Hergish, that you're davening to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, the Avaida to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, I guess that's the Nakuda, the point I want to bring out. The Pupula Dairaisa, that it answers two kashas of a stipler, that's great. But actually, I have a raya. Because you're going to tell me, who are you? You're answering two kashas of a stipler, you know. Maybe it is Ma'akiv. There's a Bir Alocha. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, people don't know about it. Seems to be out of place. Bir Alocha says if you're traveling and you don't have a Siddur, he's talking on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have a Mazer, which I guess is more common. And you don't know all the brachas by heart. You don't know. He's talking about a Rosh Hashanah davening. You don't know the brachas, most of their three brachas in the middle, and you don't know them by heart. The Mishnah Berurah writes a Bir Alocha, daven what you know. Daven what you know, and he says the same thing b'chayil. If you don't know all the brachas, daven what you know. But all the brachas are ma'akiv. You have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you miss a bracha. It's a riot to what I was saying. That the brachas are ma'akiv in zu'ezu to the extent that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, it's missing an avoda. But the Shemoneh Esrei itself is not levatola. The stipler says, do it, even if you don't know all the brachas. So it seems that this Pupula Dairaisa that I'm sharing with you is actually true, la halacha. And that when we daven, we do have these two aspects of davening. And I hope it adds a little meaning to your davening. We're always looking for new oomph to our davening to give it that extra little bit of kavana.
You have and the, just to clarify, the Birch, the first three are not Pakoshas, the Birch HaShvach. So if you forgot, if you're not sure the Moshel, if you said Mogen Avon, or if you said Mechaim Esim, so would you then say Atul Kodesh
Gatul? What I'm saying explains all the middle brachas.
And not those two.
It doesn't explain the first three, I guess, two, yeah. That you'd be Mesupak, or even the last.
So how do Chayodim say it if you're not sure if you said Mechaim Esim?
That's a good question. Why did the Chayyadah make an exception for the first three?
According to what you're saying, the last three you shouldn't say, because the last three are not Bakashas Rachim, so you should only say Atul Shemei Atfilah, basically.
But they're part of a Bakashas Rachim Shemei Esri. The Gemara learns from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. They're not supposed to have Bakashas Rachim without Shvach in the beginning by Yidol of Esav.
How could you say anything? Because you didn't have a Kavana, you didn't have your Shvach of the first three.
Yeah, but my oh, if you didn't have Shvach in the first three.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a question. If I didn't have Kavanah in one of the first three, how this would all work out, how the Chayyadah would work out. And, okay, there'll be something for my next trip to London. I'll try to work out.
According to the Sakhna Rebbe, if you're only dabbling from the Bakosh Tzorochov, you should only have a shush to say the Tzorochim that you've got personally.
It's true. According to this, that you only have permission to say Bakosh Tzorochim, it has to be a Bakosh you have personally. Actually, the middle 12 brachos, six of them are for Klal Yisrael. It's divided six and six, if you think about it. From Kabi Shaifa, the next six are general for Klal Yisrael. The first six, you should have to have a Bakasha Tzrachim. It doesn't have to be you personally. You can daven for your relative or your friend who needs a refuah. So I guess you could, it's really a sort of a catch-all. Well, in Rosh Hashanah, he was saying even in Rosh Hashanah, the middle brachas are not ma'akiv one the other.
There's no bakasha strachim, is that?
Yeah, but it's not an avodah shmeines, right? It's a the machia shayfer zechrayness. It really is a bakasha. It's to be mighty din, mighty favor in din in heaven. Why is Rosh Hashanah different? A musaf has a musaf bracha in middle, which is avodah. The rest of this shayfer zechrayness of machia is. Are in effect for a second reason. They're not the avodah. They're the what we daven in because it's a yom hadin. For that yom hadin, they're not makim one the other. Is all I'm saying.
There's an independent chiyuv machiyah zechras and shachras lichora. So
it's at
that whatever you know you should say.
Maybe, but I believe the Be'er Halacha says that it applies to a weekday shmirah as well. This is my pulpula, and I don't know, do you struggle with kavanah? It's just me. Yeah. You know, I once mentioned in a shiur that Friday night some people are daydreaming, and they bang slach lonu, and they're afraid people see them, they start scratching themselves, and everyone started laughing, and I realized, you know, it happens to other people too occasionally.
Shaya, we have a yotz at Philip at Sibur.
Why is that?
We have a minion of people all over the yotz at
Well, and... It really ends up if they're not brachas levatala, we're okay. And
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.